This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu together with Audrey Raj.
Yeah, this morning we are speaking to several entrepreneurs about the Prihatin Rakyat Economic Stimulus Package, which set aside an allocation of 10 billion ringgit to support and provide relief for SMEs.
We also got in touch with Adeline Chia, the co-founder of Breakfast Buddy. They are a fully licensed Western breakfast and lunch food truck operator in Damansara. And you know, I think 2019 was like the year food trucks became mainstream. Many car park lots turned into food truck spots, and the municipal council also started to assist them in many ways. But with the MCO, not only they aren't able to operate, but many of them can't even go online simply because they don't have the facilities to go online. So yeah. Adeline, we spoke to her. Let's first get her reaction, your reaction to the SME stimulus package that was announced. And what are your thoughts on this?
I think the additional stimulus package allows more breathing room for employers, especially in salaries adjustments during the MCO, like allowing discussions within between employer and employee for no pay leave or pay cut instead of outlawing it previously. And then the other thing also is the 0% interest loans. I think that's good, but it depends how fast and easy it is to apply these loans from BSN and the court and the approval requirements. So these 0% interest loans definitely alleviate pressure on the business cash flow.
So from a food truck owner point of view, Adeline, do you think you're being taken care of in this recent stimulus package?
I think the second stimulus package really thinks for the SMEs, helping us in terms of managing our employees, you know, helping them in terms of helping us in terms of our salaries, paying our salaries. And I think the loans, again, depending on how fast and easy the approval rate requirements all is, it helps. Because one of the main important things for businesses, even like us food truck, is to have cash flow. So like, you know, a normal F&B business forks out, like, say, 70 to 80% for food costs, salaries and rental. So, you know, for us, whether would this be sufficient? I guess it really depends. Because for us food trucks, we don't pay high rental on our place. But the private F&B outlets, they operate on private premises, not GLC-owned. So in the stimulus package, it says that, you know, the GLC-owned premises will be waived of their rental. Now, the government is not forcing the landlords to reduce their rental. They do give tax incentives, and I think that would probably be a good bargaining chip. So for us, when we are dealing with the municipal council, we don't get any waiver from them because it's a local municipal council. However, the Selangor government has another stimulus package which they do give some cash incentives. So it's a different package from another place.
Adeline, how are you coping at the moment as a food truck owner?
Well, since the start of MCO, we were not allowed to operate. So it's actually zero income for us. And we can't understand why, because we have always been doing takeaway and delivery services, no tables for people to sit. So since now we can't operate, we have zero income, and it's been tough. So having this avenue to get cash and also some loans possibility does give us a glimmer of hope.
Are you then looking into moving into online, or is online just not an option for you?
I guess the fact that because we are not allowed to operate, that means we can't open our kitchen. And for platform deliveries like GrabFood, they do have their riders pick up food from a certain location that's been stated. And since we can't change that overnight, it means that we can't do business at all. So it's been hard. But furthermore, the fact that we are in Damansara Uptown, Damansara Utama, our main crowd, our main customers are the people who work in the offices. With MCO, people working from home, it's been, you know, nobody's there to work. Nobody's there to work. And honestly, even when MCO is lifted, I also am not sure, we're also not sure how things will turn out, how many people will come back to work, you know, how cautious will people be. And we can only pray to God and hope, you know, for the best for things to turn out after the MCO is lifted.
Adeline, with the SME stimulus package announced yesterday, are there any areas that could use some additional padding or support from the government?
We noticed that with the first Prihatin Bantuan being announced, what was lacking was the poor execution and the dissemination of information. I mean, we only found out later that the Bantuan, the BPH cash subsidy, they were planning to disperse it end of April, which was something quite funny because, I mean, if you announced it, then, you know, people will want to get it right away. But so there was quite poor execution and information was disseminated poorly. So I think with this new, package being announced, we really need to have more straightforward SOP, follow through action, so that we know where to apply, who do we call, and if there are so-called agents, financial agents, you know, who say, oh, we can apply the loan for you, do we take their word for it, or do we, you know, so things like that, like how long would the approval take? And these SOPs have to spell out very clearly so that it clears confusion, it eases processes, it provides us confidence, and most importantly, it closes up scam, you know, the gaps for scammers, which we were seeing, you know, that work too. And on top of what this BPH, this extra stimulus additional thing, we have even like Maybank QR Pay doing extra things for us. So we find that not just the government, but the other supporting corporate or the supporting partners would put in to help. And we're seeing that happening. And that's great.
So, Adeline, we don't quite know yet if the MCO will be lifted come April the 14th. What's your expectation on what's going to happen after the MCO and how are you dealing with this uncertainty?
I think being at home during this MCO and reading the news, also what China is going through, because they have at least about 2 months ahead of us in their experience, we can only prepare ourselves mentally and then to be very conservative in our expenses. Because even when MCO is lifted, we really cannot guarantee everybody will be back to their normal routine. And I guess we shouldn't, because there is still the danger of people who have recovered to actually be, you know, infected again. So we continue to still have that practice of hygienic food preparation. We would need to continue to have the social distancing. For food trucks, we have always practiced takeaway and deliveries. So I think that stays. I guess for the other players, the F&B players, would be really how to accommodate the diners, dining in. And yeah, there may be really new startups or tech platforms to come up, which they are already coming up, to help us with it. And we're very thankful because a new norm would really help us to be thinking out of the box and challenge us to be even better.
Thank you, Adeline. That was Adeline Chia, co-founder of the Breakfast Buddy food truck. I like how she believes that this can challenge us to be better and to think outside the box as well.
And the food truck industry is something that we, you know, at BFM felt strongly to highlight as early back as 2014. It's great to see how this sector has taken shape throughout the years. But during the MCO, they're not only unable to continue, but also can't get online.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. When we come back, we speak to Edmund Tan, co-founder of Inside Scoop, as well as a tax lawyer, about what the stimulus package that was announced yesterday, what it means for local businesses. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.